Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And we are coming at you again from beautiful Visalia, California, from Salazar and Dillard Funeral Home. And remember, trust the pros, trust the best, trust Salazar and Dillard. Our next recipe for day three of working with almond is my almond-crusted smoked barbecue ribs. Now, I know this sounds kind of easy, but I promise you, it's simple. If you just follow my very easy recipe, what we are going to need are 8 pounds of baby back ribs. If you don't have baby back ribs, this recipe depends on the kind of rib you have. If you have a spare rib, meatier, but takes longer to cook, so you've got to just make a little bit of slight adjustments, maybe the hour that you'll add on to the cooking time. And I would recommend that you double this recipe that I'm about to give you. What we're going to need to start off first for our baby back ribs is we're going to make sure they're nice and dry. Any excess moisture is taken off with a paper towel. We're going to top them with some almond dust, which is grounded or blended almonds. Remember, this is not a paste, people. This is a almond dust. What it's going to do is adhere well to our beautiful ribs. And we need this to happen so we have that almond flavor. Because the funny thing is, we do this with raw almonds. So what happens is when we cook this, the almond is going to toast onto the rib. And this is such a fantastic recipe. I like always Cooking Sensations Gourmet Chipotle Garlic Seasoning, because it always just brings out the flavor in anything that we're doing. 3 tablespoons of Organic Pastures Raw Butter Melted that we're going to brush all over our ribs. I like to get the smoker going, and I want my smoker to be at a good 225 degrees for 1 hour, and then we'll raise it up to 375 for about 15 minutes. But I really want to get that smoke flavor embedded into our ribs. 3 tablespoons of Organic Pastures raw butter that we're going to melt, and once that's melted on there, I'm going to start making our barbecue sauce. 1/2 cup of ketchup, 1/4 cup of honey, 6 tablespoons of brown sugar, 1 tablespoon of liquid smoke, and a salt and pepper to taste. Now, this is not like the barbecue sauce you typically would eat on the side. This is a barbecue sauce made for cooking. So we're going to put this on top of our ribs and into the smoker. They're going to go. I promise you, this is one recipe you're going to love. What I love to do is smoke for 1 hour, and then we're going to go ahead and we're going to bring them out. I like to let them rest, and I like my ribs. I'm not a fall off the bone guy. In competition ribs, if ribs fall off the bone, you just lost. We want to be able to bite into the rib and have the imprint of our teeth mark right there. That's how you know you have a good rib. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com and give me a like on my Facebook at Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.